Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Happy weekend and welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. How you doing? I'm Frank Rush. If you missed any part of today's show, you want to listen to past shows, we've got them all available for you as podcasts on our website. You can stream them or download them and listen to them whenever you'd like. Nicole Fry from the YMCA of Clay County and Vigo County is here because you're one big happy family, right?
That is correct.
All the same thing, even though you're in two different locations, which is kind of interesting because, it gives you a bigger area to serve, which is good in a lot of ways, right?
Absolutely. We're just really there for the community and just being able to serve more people. And if you join one YMCA, you join all of them, actually across the whole United States. But just being so close, being able to take care of each other is very beneficial for us.
Yeah, so if you belong to the Brazil Y, then you belong to the Terre Haute Y and any other around the country, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so give me a reason. Why should people become a member of the Y? Because folks are going to say, in a lot of people's minds, and I'll admit, mine included sometimes, oh, well, that's just another exercise joint. Well, I mean, a lot of people have gym memberships, and a lot of people have good and or bad opinions of gym memberships, but you guys are a little bit more than that. So what sets you apart? What makes you better?
So the YMCA is a nonprofit, so we give back to the community. In the communities in which we serve, we're able to provide child care. We have child watch for our members so you can bring your little ones. We're a family aspect. There's no other place that you can join to where the whole entire family has something to do whenever you join the YMCA.
So explain membership to me, because do you just go in and buy one and it covers everybody, or is it a family? Is it an individual? How does that work?
So we have memberships that will fit everybody's needs depending on what your family looks like. You could have an entire family membership, which would take care of two adults and all of the children in the household. We offer one adult plus household, which would take care of those single parent families and or seniors, right, mm-hmm. that are taking care of their grandkids now. We have packages that will take care of all of your needs.
I know that obviously you have tons of different programs. What do you see as your main function? If you had to pick something out to say, this is really, this is us, and then all the other stuff is a great add-on, but this is us. This is who we are.
Child care. So the YMCA is the leading child care provider in the nation. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that we are able to do, and we do really well. After school care, so we're actually right there in the schools in both Clay, Vigo, and actually Putnam counties. We're there right as soon as the kiddos get out of school, and we're providing academic enrichment activities for them, snacks. And
you're not just a babysitting service,
no,
right?
Yeah, it's so much more than that. We're building relationships with these kids and having conversations with them about their day and just making sure that they know that they're cared for and we're there for them. We're also the gap in the communication between the school day and the home, right? So there's oftentimes that teachers will come down to us and say, you know, we've got Johnny that's struggling with his spelling words, and our staff is really able to help focus on that and get him up to where he needs to be, because you have a lot of working families, right? Mm-hmm. And so whenever you get home and you pick up the kids and you got to run them and get a meal and then take them to practice, we've already jump-started the homework for you.
And you guys actually do pay attention to what's required, because, I mean, there's one thing, like, I could sit there with a kid and say, okay, do your homework, and then sit back and read a magazine or something. No, you guys are actually working with the kids, and it's not just anybody working with them. I mean, you guys actually put a little effort to make sure you know what you're doing when you're working with them, right?
Absolutely. All of our staff is trained. We've done a really good job of staff retention throughout the years. So our staff has been able to watch these kiddos grow up. We're actually involved in interacting with the kids. We're at the tables with them, helping them with their homework, eating snack with them, and just making sure that we're involved.
So do you actually understand the new math programs?
You know, I personally probably would struggle with that, but our staff is great with that.
I think one of them is called Math Their Way, and I'm thinking, I don't know whose way this is, but it's not mine.
Yeah, it's changed so much over the years, but I think that's another good resource of working with the schools is we're able to reach out to the teachers, and they can give us the tools and resources that they utilize in the classroom so that we could utilize that in after school.
And when it comes to helping them out like that, that a lot of times may be a real benefit to the parents I mean, they may be time challenged, but you guys at least have a little bit more effort that you spend on making sure that you know what's really going on and how to teach that to the kids, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's our foot in the door, right? So parents don't necessarily always get an opportunity to talk to those teachers. So the fact that we're there in the school building, we can help close that gap for them.
How many kids do you usually serve in the area? I mean, I realize that you've got at least three counties that you work with here, but what kind of impact do you have?
Just for after school or in general?
Any of it in general, yeah. Before, after, in between, what do you do?
I think with after school and in our child care perspective, we take care of close to 1,000 kids every year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot. I think a lot of folks might be surprised by that number.
Absolutely. It's a huge impact. And we often kid ourselves that we're the best kept secret, right? Because we just continue moving forward and doing our work. But we have a lot of valuable experiences that we're able to provide our families with.
Now, the Y is not just daycare, though.
Correct.
You guys do. I mean, you do a lot of programs. And I realize there's slight differentiations between Brazil, Terre Haute, and then also over into Putnam County. Tell us about some of the programs you have in all or just some of the places.
So in all of our locations, we have opportunities for youth sports. It might look different in the communities in which we serve, whether we have actual leagues that we focus on or they're just specialty camps. So when you participate in a youth sport with the YMCA, we're really focused on that team aspect. We're teaching you skills and sportsmanship and what it's like to participate on a team.
Okay. Now, you guys don't just deal with kids either.
Right.
I mean, pretty much you're 6 to 60 or more.
Yeah. I mean, we can take children all the way from birth until, you know, later on in life and seniors. We have, in both of our locations, we provide a Silver Sneakers program that is really geared towards people who are 55 years and older. Which is great to focus on your physical health while you're in that class, but that mental health piece is extremely important because you're belonging to a community, right? Because a lot of those seniors are isolated. And so whenever they're able to come to the classes, they're able to venture out and make friends. And oftentimes those groups, you know, prior to COVID were doing pitch-in dinners and coming in and just really celebrating being together, which is a major, it's just a great thing whenever you think of overall health and well-being.
Yeah, when you talk about getting older like that, I think it's important that you don't get locked into the Wheel of Fortune crowd.
Right.
You hit the recliner and that's all you watch. You know, is it Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, then it's bedtime. No, that's not what you do. You want to keep moving, right?
Right. If you don't move it, you lose it, right? Yeah. So we're keeping them engaged physically, mentally, socially, and just encompassing that whole aspect for them.
And I think it's been shown in quite a few different tests over the years that the more you move, the better off you are. And not just bones and joints. Keeping your head moving, that's important too.
Yeah, it's very important just to keep you happy and keep you healthy, right? Keep you moving and giving you a sense to continue to keep coming back.
So what are you talking about cost-wise? I mean, well, what's it really cost to get involved in this? I mean, everything's got a cost to it. You guys can't do this for free. You got a light bill. You've got insurance. You've got people that work for you just like any place else does. So for anybody, it'd be the school kids or the elderly, what's it cost to be a part of the Y?
So our memberships range anywhere from $11 to over, you know, close to $50, mm-hmm. just depending on what your need is. But the beautiful thing is we do have financial assistance. So we are affordable. We want to make sure that we don't turn anybody away. So we can reduce membership rates up to 75% for those folks that might be on a fixed income or just finding it hard to make ends meet.
Yeah. And I'm assuming too that outside of membership and those costs, if somebody wants to be nice and benevolent and just give you a check for a grand or better, you know, you're not for profit, so you're tax deductible.
We definitely are. And I think that that's the beautiful part about supporting the YMCA. Again, we support our community. So being able to give back and make that type of a donation, you can really make a huge impact on somebody's life.
Obviously, there's two sides to this coin here as for what the Y does. You've got a service that you provide to people who want to be members, but you also have to have people there to provide said service. It doesn't just happen by magic. And oftentimes with groups like yours and others, they find that, okay, maybe getting people to walk in the door to take part is one thing, but getting people to actually help do the programs, help run the joint, is a little bit harder. How if somebody wants to come help you on that side of it, how do they do it? And do you need help like that?
Oh, absolutely. We could always use volunteers. The YMCA is a volunteer-led organization.
Now, I want to point out there, you said volunteer. This is not where you go to get your retirement income, okay?
Right.
You're not going to walk in the door and make six figures a year just by sitting there at the front desk.
That is correct.
Yeah.
But even we have a wide range of ways that we could utilize volunteers, whether it's a youth sports coach or going out to our after-school programs and coloring with the kids and working with the kids and helping them with their homework. Retired teachers, this is a great opportunity for them to come in and help, or even just helping us answer the phones.
And I imagine on occasion, too, if you have a background and such things like that, there's always a need for somebody to go around and knows what they're doing to change the light bulbs if they need worked on. I mean, a little mechanical help now and then doesn't hurt anything.
Not at all, because, you know, that kind of work can become expensive for the YMCA. So people have the expertise in those types of fields. Always welcome with us.
Yeah. If there's one thing you really need, what is it? I know it's putting you on the spot.
Yeah, but
when you're sitting there thinking about, okay, you know, a non-for-profit group needs everything. But when you're sitting there thinking, boy, you know, we could really use, we've got a real shortage of this.
You know, volunteers, I think that's a really big issue for us. I think just getting people out and getting them involved with the opportunities that we have. Because I think if you can come in and you can volunteer and you can see the value behind our work, then that's just going to snowball into all of the other opportunities that we have.
And of course, you're a responsible organization, just like a lot of things are. Folks need to understand, when they become members, yes, they're dealing with a lot of volunteers. Those volunteers, you check them out. Not just anybody can walk through the door and become a volunteer. I mean, there's a certain, you have to know what you're doing, and you do get checked out.
Yeah, we are a youth services organization, so we do make sure that all of our folks go through a screening, making sure that they are safe to be in our buildings and being that volunteer for our community.
That's really important for the parents, because if they're dropping off little Junior, little Jack or Jane after school for daycare, they want to make sure that they know the kids are safe.
Yeah. I mean, we make sure that we talk to our staff and let them know that whenever parents drop their kids off with us, we are taking care of their most prized possession. And so that trust that we have with those families is extremely important to us. And we understand the value in that trust that they are giving to us. So we make sure that our staff and our volunteers go through a routine training and making sure that they know how important their role is.
I know that the pandemic's been hard on everybody. How's that affected you guys? I mean, because with two facilities, Terre Haute, Brazil, and you guys do have some different programs and some programs that are the same between the two. But I mean, how big of a problem has this been for you guys?
I think this has been an issue for us as well as everybody else on multiple levels. Initially during the shutdown, you know, being closed there for that period of time was hard for us.
Took away your whole reason for being if you can't let anybody in the door.
It really did, right? Yeah. And I think, you know, it was very heartwarming to see the members that stuck with us, even though our doors were closed, and understanding the importance of our membership that we needed that so that we could open our doors whenever we were allowed to. I think some folks are still scared to come in, just the uncertainty of all of the world right now. Mm-hmm. But even from a staffing perspective, right? So whenever people are quarantining and contact tracing and all of that kinds of stuff, this is where the volunteers come in, because somebody might have to be quarantined. We don't necessarily have all of that backup staff to plug the holes for us.
And a lot of that volunteer staff that you have are elderly, retired people, because they tend to have more time to do those kind of things. Mm-hmm. You're not elderly, but I imagine you're probably one of the youngest ones they've got there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so that really kind of cramps your style a little bit when the elderly can't not just participate in the programs to come in and take part, but to actually be the ones there helping to operate. That's got to be a real squeeze for you guys.
Yeah, we've definitely had to learn how to roll with the punches and figure out new ways to make the impact with our communities and the programs that we offer.
But you're still there.
We are. We are still here, and we are doing well, and we're just ready to continue serving the community and the families.
So where do folks go to find out more about the Y, Terre Haute or Brazil, either one? And like I said, you've got some programs over in Greencastle, too.
Yeah.
So where do we find out? Is there one central place we can go to kind of look for all that, or do we need to go? Where are we at?
So we have our website, ymcas.com. wv.org. That will give you information on all the programs, memberships that we offer in the three communities. We also have our Facebook pages. You can search Clay County YMCA or Vigo County YMCA just to get those day-to-day happenings in our communities.
And of course, if you want to call, I'm sure there's somebody there that'd be glad to fill you in.
Absolutely.
On everything. There's nothing quite like talking to a live body.
Right. Because things change all of the time, yeah, right? So just getting that interaction is great.
Nicole Fry from the YMCA, both in Clay County and in Vigo County, filling us in on things that are going on. Again, look for their websites and their Facebook pages if you'd like to know more. And if you'd like to listen back what we were talking about today, head on over to any of our websites. We've got it there for you as a podcast. That's it for this week. We'll see you next week.
To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518 or send an email to frush@dlcmediainc.com. Be sure and tune in again next week at the same time as we focus on the community.